1988.
Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can normally take control of our website, though at the moment, it's offline. Not sure why. It's something that actually happened literally 2 minutes before we started the show.
So, well, you know, that's just what happens on the internet, I guess.
It does happen that way, and it seems to happen more often, or at least we notice it more when we're just starting the show.
Yeah.
But probably 99% of the time it's online.
That sounds like a fair number.
We'll get you more details when it comes back on. But if you're listening to us tonight, you're probably listening on the radio or on our satellite feed. And possibly if you have our URLs for the web services punched into your streaming device, you could still be listening online. So just because the site's down doesn't mean that our streams are down. Our streams are likely completely fine. So keep that in mind as well. If you have our mobile site, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. You can pull up our streams easily there. And in fact, that M website will work on any browser. So you can just be on, like right now, if you're on your laptop or your desktop computer and you type in m.freetalklive.com, that is working. So the mobile site doesn't require all the intricacies of the main site. So it doesn't have to have the PHP. It doesn't have to have the stuff you need to have a big fancy website. It's just a plain old HTML file. So you want quick access to our live streams from anywhere, any browser, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com. Stuff to talk about tonight, Mark. You've got felon-related news stories.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd ever say it, but I agree with Eric Holder.
The Attorney General.
Yeah, right. Not exactly, I'm not exactly a big fan of these guys. Not either side. Folks in Washington, D.C., chances are good I'm not a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But Attorney General Eric H. Holder said on Tuesday, called for states to repeal. There's only 11 states that actually disallow people who have completely finished their sentence from voting in some way. Each of them is different in what their rules are. Laws that prohibit felons from voting after their release from prison, urging changes that could allow millions more across the country to be able to cast ballot. In a speech at Georgetown University, Law Center Holder said, "It is time to fundamentally reconsider laws that permanently disenfranchise people who are no longer under federal or state supervision." So, like I said, there's 11 states that do this, and that's not very many. Mm-hmm. Somehow, there's an opportunity to look at what might happen if we opened up the floodgates and allowed the felons to vote, ex-felons to vote, as though this is a demographic that does a lot of voting.
Probably not so much.
Yeah, I think I've seen numbers like 5% of them want to vote, really, are likely to vote, I guess, is what I've seen there. So anyway, Holder said that current law forbidding felons from voting could make it harder for them to reintegrate society. I can tell you as a felon, I was from the state of Florida, and I lived there after being released for about 8 years. And it is not a nice feeling that you can't vote. That it feels like the whole taxation without representation thing.
Sure.
And let's not forget that they killed a lot of people over that 200 years ago. Colonists in this country decided it was not such a great thing to be taxed without representation, and they decided that it was worth killing people over, and they did. So that's kind of these are the last people you'd want to instigate, right? And voting is a statistically insignificant act.
So why not let them vote?
Why not? Also, let's not forget that I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I think it's mostly Republicans that want to disallow felons from voting, because felons are about, it's about 70-30 from the numbers I've seen.
Yeah, but Democrats also masquerade as tough on crime as well.
They right? do, but it's unlikely that the Democrats would want felons not to be able to vote, since felons would vote 70-30 Democrat.
Okay.
You got what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So,
so you're saying this was political more so than some sort of ridiculous claim that, oh, well, if we let people know that they won't be able to vote, that'll stop them from committing crimes.
Well, this is what happened in the Gore Bush presidency thing back in 2000 or whatever. You know, the Florida AG at the time basically made sure that no felons were going to be able to vote in what was going to be a very close election. They didn't think it was going to be as close as it was, but Florida would have gone the other way if felons would have been able to vote, in all likelihood. It's also racist, because the fact is that minorities of different sorts, depends on the state you're at, depending on, you know, the minorities, but certainly blacks are overrepresented in prison population. American Indians are too. Hispanics. And that's what it looks like. I'm not saying it is racist. I don't think Republican. I am a registered Republican.
There's plenty of white felons out there.
There are some, but plenty of them.
It's not hard to get a felony. That's another thing here. Essentially, yep. Blocking felons from voting doesn't just mean blocking murderers and rapists. It means blocking somebody, in the case of the state of Florida, who had an ounce of marijuana on them.
Yeah, but the state of Florida has recently, in the last few years, instituted a system for felons to get their voting rights back.
Really?
Yeah, except for the worst of the worst, basically.
Okay. So according to the ACLU's map of state felony disenfranchisement laws, it says here that all people with felony convictions are permanently disenfranchised in Florida.
That's correct, but they can. There's an automatic clemency process that goes through to allow them to be able to vote.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's kind of this funny thing. The governor couldn't, Crist at the time.
You're saying this map is out of date. I have to admit, it does not have a date of publishing on it.
Crist, at the time, a Republican, wanted to basically clean this up, and I commend him for it. However, I went before him for a clemency, and he could have restored my right to vote. Mm. But Charlie Crist, he himself, he was the only one.
You actually saw him? He was in the room?
Yes.
With you?
Yes, he was standing right there.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we're sitting right there. And
did he look at you?
Well, he had to look at me. I was speaking to him.
I don't know. I've been in plenty of courtrooms where the judge just looks down
look
and makes notes the whole time.
He didn't look at me much because he had probably already made his decision. But mm-hmm. that guy sat in front of me with his little fake spray-on tan and said, you know, basically by refusing to give me a clemency, said I was too dangerous to vote. And this is, I think, just a laughable thing. If you think your vote matters.
You're convicted of murder. I mean, you must be dangerous.
But what does my vote matter? If I was dangerous, why'd they let me out of prison in the first place? They didn't have a choice. The Florida Supreme Court basically ruled that I had to be let out of prison. But, you know, I mean, they chose not to make any decision at all. And that's really kind of dumb. Like, let me make this clear.
Well, it's easier to do nothing.
Right, and you don't have to take any risks. And this is the problem. You put politicians who want to do nothing but cover their butt in play, and the only way you're going to get anything done is by giving a campaign payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really sick way to do things. But I want to talk about the statistics of voting real quick, because I think it's important when people look at this that it rarely matters for what your particular vote is. I mean, there's never been an election in the history of the United States for president that's been decided by one vote. So your one vote doesn't really matter. I'm not saying it doesn't count. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. So why not let this guy vote?
Well, why not? I mean, is that the question that you'd like to ask listeners out there tonight?
Yeah, I guess I want to know why, you know, do you think felons should be able to vote? Why or why not?
855-450-FREE. That is the Pro-XPN toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. In a lot of states, felons can vote. There are several states where it's fairly heavily restricted.
There are some states where people in prison can vote.
That's right.
And
I think they should be able to.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Why?
It doesn't make any sense. Okay, because a prison often will hold 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And prisons will often be in towns, not cities, because property in cities tends to be more valuable than property in towns. So you can have a situation where if prisoners can vote,
they can vote themselves in office.
They can, right. I mean, or the only place that matters if you campaign would be inside. So, you know, the prison guard that hands out bubble gum is the one who's going to win. I mean, it's stupid. It makes no sense. Obviously, prisoners are denied the right to possess a weapon. I mean, you're not going to give them all AKs. So, yeah, you can.
You make a persuasive point that they would essentially be the voting bloc in any
nuts.
Town.
Nuts. Speaking as an ex-con, spent 9 years in prison, I would never Give them a cupcake. That's all.
855 450 free. But should they be able to vote when they get out, felons, and why or why not? That's your question mark. And if you'd like to answer, the toll-free number, 855-450-3733, or bring up anything, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bosel here for Midas Resources. Today, February 6, 2014, gold opened at $1,262.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,308.92, $654.46 for a half ounce, or $327.23 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,308.92, $654.46, and $327.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for a free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything. Mark has started the show out with a discussion about felons and the supposed right to vote. If it's your right to vote as an adult in the United States, how can that be rescinded just because you've been convicted of a felony. In some states, it is rescinded permanently. In others, there's some restrictions. And in others, you can vote from inside jail, apparently. So there's a whole gamut of what's out there as options for people that have been convicted of felonies. We'll continue your thoughts again. Welcome. And oh, by the way, we're on Skype. You can Skype in. Username LRN.FM.
The Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up March 5th and 6th. So that's really only like 3 weeks away. It's going to be an exciting event. Lots of big names in Bitcoin and the Liberty Movement are going to be there. Folks like Ben Swan, Jeffrey Tucker, Stefan Molyneux, Jason King. Our co-hosts, well, actually, we're going to be there doing the show.
In fact,
several co-hosts are going to be there, too, including Brian Sovereign, Stephanie Murphy, Catherine Bleich, and John Bush are going to be there. It's going to be Paul Snow, actually. It's going to be a really great event. And there's going to be several big announcements in Bitcoin. I think that those that even can't make it want to keep as close an eye as possible on the Texas Bitcoin Conference because there are going to be a few quite potentially world-changing announcements that are going to go on there. I'm not allowed to say precisely what they are, but they're going to be pretty cool. I am privy to at least one of them.
All right.
So there's three tracks at the event. That means there's three speakers to choose from at any given time. There's sort of the technology track and a couple others. You'll have to go to the website and take a look at TexasBitcoinConference.com. That's where you can get your tickets so that you can go on March 5th and 6th and meet up with us. We'd love to see you there. TexasBitcoinConference.com.
I'm excited. Looking forward to it. First time ever visiting Austin for me as well, so that's going to be extra cool.
Well, they'll love you there. You're weird.
All right. 855-453. That's the toll-free number. Talking about felons and your supposed right to vote, apparently, unless you are a felon in certain states where you have no more right to vote. Shouldn't felons be allowed to? And, we were talking actually about the idea of anybody who's been convicted and is currently in jail being able to vote. Mark, you made a persuasive argument that they shouldn't be able to vote because in the towns in which jails or prisons are typically built, they are, that's the main industry. That's the focus point for all the people that work in the town. There's probably more people in the jail than people that work at the jail. So the people in the jail may actually be the largest voting bloc in the town, in theory.
That happens in a lot of cases.
But on the other hand, it would also kind of bring, I think it would make it more obvious what's really going on when you're voting. I mean, ultimately, you are voting for criminals, typically. when it's one Democrat versus a Republican in any given election, you're usually talking about people who, in a lot of cases, haven't gotten caught for criminal activity yet, but they are essentially criminals, and they are arguing with one another to determine who will be in charge of the largest criminal gang known to man, which is, of course, the state. So I think allowing actual criminals to run and vote in those elections could kind of bring a little bit of truth finally to the elections process. It would certainly be fun to actually have two candidates from the same jail running against one another for like a mayoral or city council seat.
I like that from the standpoint of I wish I could watch a movie about it, but I don't want to see that in real life.
You don't want to live in that town?
I don't. I would move out of there. I'd live on the outskirts of that town even if I worked at the prison. But I think that I think it's interesting. It's arbitrary, this whole felony thing. Some crimes are felonies. Some crimes are misdemeanors. There's different types of felonies. In Florida, for instance, you get automatic clemency at some point, 6 months or so. I don't know what it is. I'm not a lawyer. But at some point, you get automatic clemency for crimes that are not life and capital felonies, I believe is how it works. So they've got this, basically, they just have this small handful of crimes that will never be able to vote in Florida without going before the governor and begging for one's supposed right to vote. Remember, taxation without representation here. So as far as I'm concerned, I would prefer not to be able to vote and not to have to pay taxes. Because to me, it is immoral that you're going to run your government on my tax dollars and not give me a vote to do it. And I'm fine with that. Please don't give me a vote in that case, because I understand the statistical insignificance of a vote. I'd much rather not have to pay taxes. But if they're going to extract them from me, they should certainly give me the ability to vote. But it's arbitrary. So why not misdemeanors? Why not traffic violations? Why not meter violations, parking tickets?
Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Josh is listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to the mic, 92.1 WXXM. Hey, Josh.
Hi there. I have a thought and a story for you. I just wanted to say first, I'm a felon. I got my felony when I was 18 years old for being a repeat offender with marijuana possession. Not even selling it, not doing anything of that nature, just having repeater status. They took away my right to vote till I got released off of probation, which took many, many, many years. I now have my right back here in the state, but at the same time, when they had taken it away from me, I decided, and it was in my best interest, to go around to all of my pothead friends that had no intention on voting and get them all registered, and I made sure that I got 13 votes for my candidates every year by doing so.
So it actually motivated you further into more political action.
And this does show, this shows that the importance of activism in the political process, because, you know, people suggest that somehow it's a government of the people, and it's not. It's really a government of the loudest, you know, that actually it's a government of the lobbyists. But the people that are loud and working hard at a particular issue can really get a lot done in the political sphere. And you know, you got 13 votes, which likely didn't matter much in those elections either, but you know, it does show the power you have.
Hey, are you able to vote now, Josh? Yeah. Are you able? Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. They returned my right back to me about 5 years ago now.
So let me ask you this, because I wouldn't necessarily suggest that people who are on probation or parole be able to vote necessarily. I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't. I think that it's an interesting thing to talk about. But the 13th Amendment is clear that people that have been convicted of crimes can be enslaved is the terminology that uses. This was the amendment that freed people, but it basically said anybody who hasn't been convicted of crime could be freed. So, you know, it's constitutional to deny people the right to vote. I've never made that argument and wouldn't make it. But do you think that people under probation and parole, what's your argument for them to be able to vote?
I don't see any problem with anybody being able to vote. I think we all should have our votes. I did think it was interesting when you brought up as far as, like, local elections and towns and, like, the voting blocks, because I know in my years of being incarcerated, I was in some pretty podunk areas that I guarantee the bulk of the population was in those prisons and in those jails with me. So I can relate to your point on that, and I never thought about that before. But in general, like as far as like presidential elections and things of that nature, I think it's just kind of ignorant and stupid to take somebody's right to vote away.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate your call and your story. Thanks for sharing that with us tonight. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It looks like Vermont and Maine may be the only two states where people in prison can vote.
I wonder what it's like in those places.
We'll come back with more.
How do they do it?
855 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, right here, toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733, and that's the ProXPN toll free line. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that helps protect you and your privacy online. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, you're probably having everything you do logged by your internet service provider. Every website you visit, every search term you enter is probably being kept for, in some cases, up to as long as 5 years by some ISPs. ProXPN, it's not an ISP. You still keep your current internet provider. But what you're doing is ProXPN software encrypts everything that your computer sends out to the internet. It then travels along encrypted all the way until it reaches the ProXPN server, which you can choose if you have their premium account. You can choose which server around the world you want to connect to. And then from that point, it then goes out to the rest of the internet, meaning that your location is protected. The people that are the websites you're going to don't know where you're coming from. They think you're coming from the ProXPN server location. And that also means that ProXPN isn't logging what you do online, so you're no longer being monitored in that way. So ProXPN's a big, big help to protect your privacy, and it's so affordable. You can get it down to $5 a month if you use our discount code to save 20% for the lifetime of the accounts. This isn't some one-time discount. This always applies if you use code FTL20 when you get started over at proxpn.com/FTL. Now, that's good on the premium account, which it's the 20% off will work on the monthly, the 6 month, or the yearly account. But obviously, if you go with the yearly account, that's how you get the price down as low as $5 a month. You want to save a little extra, pay with Bitcoin, you can save 33% on the annual account at proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, it also helps you get around internet blockages. So if you're in another country, you're at a workplace, you're at a school, you're at some sort of shop where your internet access is restricted in some way, just use ProXPN and it solves that problem too. So you can get around the internet blockages by using proxpn.com/FTL. Go there, get the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android. There are also instructions for Linux. You will have to email ProXPN to get those instructions, but they're pretty simple. proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20 to get that 20% off. And you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee as well. So really, you've got nothing to lose except your privacy. Again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. We're talking about felons and voting, and there are two states in which it is actually legal for felons to vote. Maine and Vermont are the two. Now, apparently, just recently...
You think we would know something about that, being in New Hampshire right between them.
For the sixth time, well, New Hampshire is one of the more recent states to get rid of the right for felons and prisoners to vote. So I don't know when it was removed, but it was probably within the last 15 or 20 years.
Okay.
We can tell you more about this coming up here in a moment, because I actually pulled up a New York Times story that kind of addresses the issue. But first, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts about whatever you want here on this live Saturday edition, where Brian is on the line in Oklahoma City. Hello, Brian.
Hey guys, I want to make a comment on religion and atheism, and
sure.
How religion is portrayed to children as objective fact, but like theory of evolution or Big Bang theory, these things are presented as theories. You know, like there's some kind of, you know, like it's an educated guess. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also the morality of the state is also portrayed as objective fact to children as well. I think this is damaging, you know, to their, you know, young developing brains, to the point where, as an atheist, when I confront religious people, they at first present to me the Bible as objective fact. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute, where's your proof? And then they're like, well, and eventually you can get them to admit, well, they believe it because they, you know, have faith, if you like it. And, yeah, I just wanted to point out the similarities between, you know, religion and the superstition of the state, you know, and how, because I don't know.
Well, they all are based on the words of men written down on paper, right? One of them they point to the Bible,
yeah.
The other they point to the Constitution.
Right.
Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
You know, I don't know what to do about this. I think that parents have the right to educate their kids any way they want.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if some parents want to educate their kids and say the flying spaghetti monster is, you know, is up there in the sky, you know, looking down with his noodly appendage or whatever. You know, I mean, that's what they believe. I think it presents a lot of problems, and I don't think atheism solves very many either. I don't think atheism is a solution for very many problems. Lots of people in this world are atheists, and that cause lots of problems. So I just don't think that. Do you understand? Like evangelical atheism doesn't. I don't know. I mean, is it? What's the thought process there?
Okay. So you're saying that atheism. Well, I know that when I was an atheist, and I'm no longer an atheist, but when I was an atheist, for me, it solved personal issues for me. Like, I know, I guess what you're saying is people changing to atheism doesn't make the world better?
I don't think it necessarily does. No. I mean, I've met some very moral atheists, but I've met plenty of atheists that seem to have all kinds of inculcation in all kinds of other belief systems. Like, for instance, he was talking about the idea of the state. You know, lots of jingoistic atheists out there.
It's true. There are a lot of atheists who have a real worshipful attitude towards or reverence for the idea of the state, which in a lot of ways is very similar to religion, as our caller had pointed out. In fact, there are a lot of shocking similarities. I mean, people that worship the state, they stand up and they literally worship an icon of the state. They worship the flag. They all stand together. They put their hand over their heart. They look in the same direction. They chant. I mean, you want to talk about some indicators that you might be involved in cult activity? That's one of them, chanting. And certainly a classic religious indicator is idolatry. You know?
There are many Christian denominations that do not, prohibit, essentially, the saying of the pledge, because that is idol worship.
They do actually prohibit? That's interesting.
Jehovah's Witnesses, mm-hmm. Mennonites. I don't know if it's a tenet of Quakerism, but I've certainly met Quakers that don't believe in it.
So what you're saying is it's probably a minority of Christians Amish. That prohibit this, because a lot of Christians have that warm feeling in their heart, and they love saying the pledge.
I'd wonder about Seventh-day Adventists, too, just a guess, but you take a look at the peace churches, and they probably are likely to do it.
So, yeah, well, I guess I see what you're saying, though, about atheists. I mean, it's certainly true that atheists aren't known for running charities. I mean, they may run charities, but they don't really wear it on their sleeve.
Well,
they
don't have too many atheist charities out there.
Whether or not they
run it or not, it's not the, oftentimes religious people are motivated by their religion to do charity, and that just gets them more into it.
It doesn't mean there aren't atheists who donate to charity.
Sure.
It doesn't mean there aren't atheists who are running the charities, but if the CEO of St. Jude is an atheist, he or she probably isn't wearing that on their sleeve and announcing it from the rooftop.
Not working for an organization named St. Jude. Right?
Yeah. So you can share, again, your thoughts here on atheism or voting in prison. Whatever you want to talk about goes. Here, Bob's in Bozeman, Montana. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, y'all. How's
Welcome, going? Sir. Great. Go ahead.
I guess I've got an interesting perspective on this. I've been reasoning with people on the internet since 1986, when it was the Usenet, and I was actually the first guy to get on and really make an issue, and as a result, make a stink. The guy who started the whole archive, Henry Spencer, posted a highly inflammatory. I mean, it was 7 pages of cussing at me, basically. Simply because I asked the question, what could I hypothetically give you that would serve as this good, solid evidence for the resurrection of Christ to a guy that was, saying he would believe if he could have good, solid historical evidence. And it's interesting how intolerant this guy was. He actually grepped me out of the archives. I mean, he completely removed me. It's basically your hate crime. It's pretty much took away hours of my work and threw it away.
Yeah, I'd say that's that's what that is. It sounds like intolerance because it doesn't open up the conversation for people to believe or not believe.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer to your question is. I'd like video evidence with audio.
So I missed a little detail. Bob, were you the one providing the so-called evidence?
No, he was asking what the evidence was.
I was asking him what he would hypothetically give me that would serve as good evidence.
All right, and so he booted you out instead. I don't know if you had somewhere else you were going. Stand by if you do. We'll bring you back. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You've got to try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, buy all kinds of stuff through the Amazon links you'll find there, shop.freetalklive.com. You enter the links. That is the link that is appropriate for you. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. Just click into the right one and then get your shopping taken care of. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We get a cut when you enter through those links there.
We were just talking about atheists participating in charity. And if you're an atheist and you feel like you're underrepresented, here's an opportunity for you. It's an opportunity for anybody. But we have teamed up with BuzzBox Coffee to try to create 100 microloans so that people in foreign countries can join the coffee co-op from which BuzzBox Coffee buys its coffee. So what they're doing is they're not just making coffee, which is premium coffee, top 1% Arabica grade, shade grown, organic, but they're also trying to change the lives of everybody who works for them. They're trying to turn them into small businessmen, small farmers, where the family can produce the coffee and be able to make a sustainable living without wrecking the environment where they are. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll give you the first pound. You pay the shipping, and you can try it out. You sign up for the subscription, and they'll send you coffee every single month. Actually, you can change the duration. I get mine every 6 weeks because I don't need it delivered every month. But it's a great opportunity because you know you're doing good. You know you're drinking great coffee, and you don't have to worry about coffee anymore. It's just delivered to your door. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Join us in changing the world one cup at a time.
We're talking about everything from voting in prison to atheists, or rather some felons not being able to vote after they get out of prison. Your thoughts, certainly welcome. We continue here with Bob listening in Bozeman, Montana. You're back on Free Talk Live. Bob, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey guys, yeah, I was just giving a little background of how I got started into the whole communication forum thing. And how, well, the end of that story is the whole university got kicked off of outside news groups for about a year.
And what you're talking about on news groups, this is an internet thing that's been around forever.
The first forum where you could actually, you know, post bulletins on the internet or use.
Right.
And there was one called Talk Religion MISC, as in miscellaneous. And that was the first open forum for discussing Christianity, which I'm a Christian. And I made it a issue to get on and reason about people, not just say, believe because I, you know, do or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually use logical arguments, and it really ticked off a lot of people. The logic.
So, give me one logical argument, because I used to be a Christian.
Exactly. The one I just gave, for instance, a man claiming that he would believe if he could just have good, solid historical evidence, yet when I challenge him to give me even a hypothetical, what do you want, a videotape, you know?
Yeah, I'd like one.
Yeah. You know, you can't get any more than we have, hypothetically, because the government isn't going to say in their official history, on this day, we crucified a man who was completely innocent. You know what I mean?
No, they're not going to do that. Happens. Yeah, the only thing that passes for sort of historical documentation for Jesus is, I think there's two, but Josephus is the most famous one. It's a couple, I think it's a...
Yeah.
It's several decades after Jesus' death, and there's really no...
Let me tell you something, though. There's a much more powerful argument than that. And, you know, any criminal investigator who's trained to evaluate testimonies, they would look at the four Gospels and they would go, okay, this one has a lot of shared testimonies in Mark, obviously. Now, that's not derogatory. That's something good. Somebody else wrote down, they interviewed the same people, possibly.
But, or they just copied from Mark. I mean...
Yeah, but it's irrelevant. But the fact is we have enough unique overlapping testimonies which have artifacts that prove they aren't copycats. I mean,
yeah, they're actually contrary to each other in some cases.
It appears so initially, you know, like there's two angels in one instance, and there's only one angel in another. However, if a person was observing an angel right in front of them, they might miss the other angel, right?
Certainly. But don't you think if God's word's unerring, doesn't that kind of leave you a little cold that maybe the story should have been... If God's word's unerring, maybe the story should have been solid through all four Gospels.
Well, no, but, you know, these are people's testimonies. And that's the logic of this whole thing.
Are they testimonies or are they God's word? Because some people say that the Bible God's unerring word.
Yeah, I get in this all the time. And each book is what it claims to be. For instance, Proverbs is the writings of wise people who... fell into idolatry in certain cases. Solomon fell into idolatry.
Don't you think Solomon just kind of swiped a bunch of wise sayings and said, this is all the good smart stuff I said, up until chapter 29 or whatever?
Those are the recordings of what Solomon supposedly said.
Yeah, well, kings always get to write the history, though.
I have to say, Bob, I haven't been persuaded yet by anything that you've said that there's any evidence that Christianity is real.
I'm almost there. Okay, what you got to do is back up a little bit and present it like a logical investigator. You set aside things that are moot. You set aside things that are unprovable. And you look at the things.
Okay, it's unprovable that God wrote the Bible.
Here's a tight example, and it's on my website. I do an evaluation of just Genesis 1. Because Genesis 1 has a lot of physical assertions, and it has some spiritual ones. Okay, you set the spiritual ones aside because you can't at this point prove or disprove whether God created the heavens and earth, for instance.
Did God create the earth 6,000 years ago?
No, it doesn't say that. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
But the 6,000 year thing is by extrapolating through the begats that I think it started in Numbers and so on.
You're presuming something. You're presuming that there was not time before the solar clock began, you see.
I'm not sure what a solar clock is.
It says the light began, and then the first day was defined as the setting and rising of that light. But the light didn't exist when the heavens and earth were being created.
Well, I thought light came before the sun. God created light and darkness.
Yeah, that's another
befuddling thing.
Because you see, any fabricator, this is all covered in my document, and I can give you the website if you want.
But, sure, go ahead.
Plug it.
Give us one plug.
Detail. We'll send a whole bunch of atheists your way. We don't want them.
Oh, I talk to many, many people. But, yeah, they'll just give a critical evaluation.
All right, so what's the website? If I go to your website, am I going to be convinced that Christianity is the real deal?
I took a curriculum class, and I did a presentation that absolutely shut up a class of atheists. They couldn't say anything.
Give me the website.
Sound Doctorin, as in the sound doctor is in, .com.
SoundDoctorIn.com.
Branches from
so
there.
Give me your best pitch, man. I can't. I'm not even close to persuaded. You got 1 minute to give me your best pitch.
The link so they can find it. SoundDoctrine.com, and then it's the ministry networking link, and then there's one on there called Creation and the Bible.
Oh, okay. So is the whole website yours? SoundDoctrine.com is the whole site yours?
Incredible stuff in there. There's a disproving of the Big Bang Theory, in fact, in there.
You're going to disprove the Big Bang Theory. What do you believe is
the velocities of our two closest galaxies?
Well, okay. So how did the universe start? What are your thoughts on that?
I believe God created all things as they are, and that's why we have such a low density of matter. There is no correlation of.
So you don't think there was any expansion? There was the universe didn't just kind of start as this tiny little thing.
There's no evidence of a coalescing scene. I mean, because the density is just too low, we wouldn't be able to see things billions of light years away if there was enough matter for a coalescing.
Well, couldn't God have created the Big Bang? Isn't that a possibility as well? Couldn't God have created the Big Bang?
Could have, but I just don't see the evidence for it.
So.
Why in that document.
Right. Well, thanks, Bob. Good luck with your whatever it is you're doing. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I can't say I'm persuaded.
Well, I don't find a lot of interest in pouring through ancient texts. It just doesn't do anything for me. I tend to think that people that didn't have enough sense to drink, didn't know enough to drink good water, I don't want to hear anything that I don't really care about what they wrote down. I mean, you know, we're talking about Bronze Age folks here. Who cares? I don't think there's any truth there.
Let's go to Corey. He's in Savannah. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live on Skype.
Hey, guys. There's been a lot of things brought up since I first called, and I don't really know where to start. I'm going to first say that since I last called you, I've lost 13.2 pounds.
Wow, congrats. So,
thank you. And I hear the music. But
well, what were you doing to lose 13.2 pounds?
You didn't lop off a limb or anything, did you?
No. I have been thinking small, and we can talk about that more. But
you've been thinking small? Is that what you said?
Yeah, thinking small.
That's interesting. Lose weight through thinking. We'll come back with more with Corey here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about atheism or religion or prisoners voting, anything goes.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.